Capital Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the U.S. fights to extradite him on charges of violating the Espionage Act, WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange is now scheduled for a court hearing in the United Kingdom on February 25th of this upcoming year. It's expected to be about a five-day hearing. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says this is all an assault on freedom of the press.
We would certainly hope that no journalist or publisher would be extradited in these circumstances. But, of course, it's a very long road ahead, and we'll have to wait to see what happens.
The U.S. going after Assange for publishing a huge trove of documents that revealed the names of people who worked with coalition forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 47-year-old Assange is still in prison on the outskirts of London, serving a 50-week sentence for skipping bail. Despite his part in the confirmation hearings of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill says she could still vote for Joe Biden for president. She told NBC News she partly blames Biden for her treatment in 1991, but is more interested in his policies today. She said all leaders need to stand up against sexual harassment and victim blaming because women are still, in her words, just not safe. Biden previously discussed his
Hello, happy Friday. I'm Kimberly Harrison Hicks, and I am the host of Good Women Win, a podcast, and our Facebook Live radio show. And today I am so excited. One, because I have two of my sister girlfriends in the building, and our theme today, we're going to be talking about I'm Every Woman. Y'all don't want to hear me sing, believe me. But the shock of conversion. And we're going to talk about being a mom, a wife, and still being that boss bae. Are we excited? Ladies, greetings. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining me. Yes. I'm going to turn your mics up because I don't think they can hear you.
Okay. Well, we are super excited about being here today. Yes. So...
Yes. We have Lakeisha Sykes Bell.
Hello, everyone.
And her sister, not just her sister friend, her sister, Tamika Lewis.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. Yes. I am so grateful. I really am. I am so grateful that you both are here joining. I'm hoping some folks are going to get on Facebook Live and tune in because this is going to be an exciting show today.
Yes, it will be.
But before that, we have to take a pause for the cause. I need to just do the weather and go into a commercial break. But please stay tuned. We have a lot to talk about
today. Yes, absolutely.
And we're going to keep it really real. So hold on tight and let me first do our first quick commercial break.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Happy to Help is another wonderful radio show here at Hunterton Radio at the Chamber. So please definitely take a time to listen to her. She's great. I've actually shouted her show before. So the weather today is absolutely beautiful. It's a great hair day. It's about 66 degrees in Flemington right now. Great skin day, but I hope that you're always wearing that SPF. So definitely do that. So again, I'm here with Lakeisha Sykes Bell and her sister, Tamika Lewis. And we have a lot to talk about because
yes,
as women, we take on so much.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just amazed with you, too, because you're both moms. Like I mentioned before, mm-hmm. you're wives.
Yes.
You're both corporate executives in yes. a way, and also mm-hmm. authors.
Yay.
I will tell you, I think this book is amazing. It's called Mama's Brown Girl. Show it. No. Let's give it some love because it's my niece Kennedy's favorite book. And she can read it. She learned how to read with from Mama's Brown
Girl. Repetition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we love it. So let's get into it yes. today, ladies. The first thing we're going to talk about is this whole concept of, do you think it's possible to have it all? Because from the outside looking in, mm-hmm. at you ladies, you have it all. You're sitting here fabulous from head to toe, skin popping, glowing, and educated black women. So I want to know, what do you guys think? Do you have it all?
I don't know, because I feel like when you, different stages of your life, you have different goals, mm-hmm. and having it all kind of changes as you go through your stages of life. And right now I do feel like I'm good and having it all, but mm-hmm. it's still other things
yeah.
that I want to try to achieve.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I think that I do feel like, and I definitely believe that women can have it all. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do have it all, and I also feel like my sister was saying there's this notion of this growth aspect. So it's not that I have it all and this is just where I want to remain, but the foundations and the workings for what I want to be and where I want to go in the future, that's my all. I have that, and I can grow and become whatever it is that I desire going forward for, mm-hmm. you know, long term. Yeah. It's a becoming.
Okay.
I love that buzzword. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Our forever first lady becoming. So we're always evolving, but the foundation of what you need to make those dreams and aspirations come true, I think it's there. I think you can have it all. Yeah.
Then I really feel like a slacker.
I
love it because
there's
initially
more.
When I thought about that, I was like, you know, having it all is so much pressure.
It is.
And do I want it all? You know, right. do I really want it all?
Yeah.
Because sometimes having it all
yeah.
is a lot. So my next question is, do we give our husbands a pass at home with home, you know, household chores and duties, taking care of the kids? And I will tell you from my own personal experience, mm-hmm. I was on a girls' trip for 4 days.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, I wasn't gone a month. I was gone for 4 days.
Yes.
And it was amazing because my husband called me and he was like, babe, I washed the clothes, I folded them. I just didn't know where to go because I wasn't sure which ones were yours or Lissy's.
Yes.
My daughter's 13,
right.
and, you know, I'm a yes. full-grown woman, as Beyonce would say. And he just was, you know, he just opted out to do that. And then it was like, and I made the breakfast,
yes.
and I, you know, he just wanted to give himself a pat on the back
mm-hmm.
to do the things that I do all the time,
oh,
plus run a business, plus do this,
yes.
plus do that. And I thought, that is what you're supposed to do. So I would love to, because I may be a little hard on my husband. I must admit, I may be a little hard, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, check me. And if he's tuning in, I'm spilling all the tea, brother. I'm spilling all the tea. But I want you guys to tell me, how do you feel? Do you give your husbands a pass sometimes when you know he should be doing it?
Yeah. I think I totally can identify with what you're saying. I think that there are times when my husband has to definitely step up to the plate. But does he remain at the plate all the time? No, he does not. I don't know that I give him a pass, but that's just kind of how our relationship works. So
right.
When I have to travel for business, I was in Nashville a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
stepped up to the plate.
Okay.
She did took the kid to the Girl Scout Ceremony Awards, got her to gymnastics, did all the things that needed to be done for that entire 4 days. Like you said, I was gone. So I don't think it stays consistent,
okay.
but when it's needed, I think he's definitely, definitely there.
Okay.
So that works for me.
Okay.
Yep.
To me.
Yeah, I think no passes.
Girl, tell me the secret.
Yes.
tell me the secret.
Because like you said, like, I don't know, I, you know, getting up every morning, getting to breakfast, getting my daughter out, getting to work, and he may do it like every now and then.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's Father's Day coming up. So,
yes.
Happy Father's Day to my wonderful husband.
Yes.
Also, happy Father's Day to your husband and all the men in my life.
Yes.
Happy Father's really Day. Are great fathers.
Yes.
Word to the wise. Step it up. We do it all. We are superwomen and we don't mind, but it's great to have that support. With the children, the household, et cetera.
Yes.
So given that, my next question is, what is the biggest challenge that you face being a wife, being a mom, and really being a boss in the sense of you have this courage to do something outside of your careers, but what do you think is your biggest challenge that you see?
I think the one word that comes in my, that pops up for me is balance.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Balance, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So just being a mom, and then you're adding on being a boss, and then you're adding on wife. Just balancing all that is tough. Sometimes I come out and I got one earring on, and like I don't forgot about putting on, like, you know, the
any makeup
stuff
at all
for myself because I'm too busy trying to, you know, do everything else. But yeah, that's definitely a challenge.
Yeah. I think that's the number one thing that comes to mind for me as well as the balance part of it. Because we, as women, I think we are nurturers by nature, right? And so we have this tendency to want to take care of everybody, and somehow we're really good, or some of us are really good, at putting ourselves last. So, you know, it's taking that time for yourself. For me, and I don't do it often, I don't do it always and always consistently, but I have to get up early. If I don't get up early in the morning, take some time just to hear my own thoughts in the shower and do that kind of thing, my day hits me. You know, thing after thing after thing. I'm getting pinged on the phone for work. I'm getting the husband for food. I'm getting the daughter for pick me up and give me hugs. I love it all.
Yeah.
I love it all. And I wouldn't change a thing.
Because you have it all.
I'm very, very happy with where I am in my life. So, So it's just definitely the balance of it all and making time for yourself.
I would tend to agree. I talk about self-care Sunday. I have a Good Beauty on Instagram, and I do a self-care Sunday because I really do believe that women, we need to make ourselves priorities. And the three things that I do, you know, consistently is, the first thing is I do meditate, similar to you. I meditate every morning. I haven't been able to pass that 5 minute up to 10. I've gotten 10 minutes once in a while that I'm just like, I feel like, woo, things are just really clear for me. But then somebody will knock on the door, and I'm like, oh, you know, leave me alone. The second thing is I keep a journal. Yes. I find that, you know, my self-care for me is to write down each day when I feel grateful and things that really matter to me. And they could be little things. They don't have to be major, major things. And the final thing is for women that are in these situations, take time for yourself, but also be willing to say no.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not ready to do that today. Or, and it's interesting because I think you have to be able to say no to those who you love even the most. There are times that my husband asks for something from me, and I have to be willing to say, I don't want to do that today. Now, I'll catch up on it tomorrow maybe, but today, no.
Right.
So be able to say no. Absolutely. We're going to take another quick break. I hope all the folks are joining. This is Good Women Win on Hunterton Chamber Radio and Facebook Live. And again, I'll also post it on other various platforms, podcast platforms.
Yes.
But this show is about two things. It's all about inspiring goodness. We have an overload of negativity. We need goodness, right?
We do.
And we need to inspire one another to be good.
Absolutely.
And the second is to give you real tools, real things that you can utilize to go make yourself feel happy, healthy, and to live good lives, and to have it all like these ladies. So I'm going to take a pause, stay with me, give me a few seconds, and we're going to commercial break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is Kimberly Harrison Hicks at Good Women Win, and I'm cracking up because we have phone calls coming in from mamas. Hi, Mama. Are you watching? Tamika, yeah, tell her we said hello.
She's 67.
I have to give her a pass.
Oh, no. We'll have to give her a pass. Don't worry. My mom wasn't even sure. She was like, was that you with the headset? Is that live? Are you on TV? No, Mom. Yeah. I'm not on TV. I'm on your tablet. I'm on your tablet, so please join us. Again, I'm Kimberly Harrison Hicks, the host of Good Women Win, and I have two special ladies in the building, Lakeisha and Tamika. Thank you guys again.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And we're talking about making yourself a priority, mm-hmm. as moms, mm-hmm. as businesswomen, yes. you know, as wives, because... Yes. That, you know, we know that that takes a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us to get at our top game, you know, we have to be well taken care of.
Yes.
Mentally, physically, everything. So my next question is, what has been your biggest surprise about being a wife? And tell me how long you've both been married as well, you know. Okay. And, you know, of course, shout out to your husband.
Yes. So, how long? I've been married for September will be 12 years.
Oh, congratulations.
12 Yay, years. 12
Black
years.
Love matters.
I had to think about that. Wait. So I think one of the biggest surprises for me was I don't want this to sound like it bad is. Or whatever, but my communication, a lot of things I didn't communicate mm-hmm. up front that now, like, growing within the marriage, that now it's like, oh, I don't know if I feel like that, you know, because it's different now. When you get years in, it changes a little bit. So my communication style before and my communication style now is just a little bit more, this is what we're, you know, a little bit more aggressive and straight to the point.
Take charge. You're the boss.
Yes. Yes.
Mama is the boss.
Yes.
Same in my household. Mama is the boss.
So it's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike my sister got married very young.
Yes.
And I got married much later in life. So for me, the biggest challenge with marriage is I always knew that I was very independent. Mm. But I think what I found during my own introspection is that in marriage, I can be independent to a fault.
Okay.
Right.
It's again, goes back to that balance. I have this man who's more than capable of helping me, supporting me, advising me, giving me a thought that I never even thought about.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm used to being at the front wheel. And so, you know, when I go to work, everybody's calling on me. It feels like it doesn't happen until I get there. And so I take that sometimes home with the same personality. And it can be not always a good thing. So I just have to know sometimes when to kind of lay a little bit low.
Okay.
Let Eric drive.
Okay.
You know. But we'll be married 8 years, July 23rd.
Oh,
so,
congratulations.
We're still growing together. Yes. So it's
congratulations to you both. I really commend you. I similar to you, I mean, I definitely got married later on in life in my 40s because... Yes. Similar to you, I am an independent woman,
yes, right.
And I will tell you, even my dad, my dad has passed away, mm-hmm. and but one of the things he would always say to me is, Kimmy, I want you to be married. Kimmy, I want you to be married. I'm like, well, I have an MBA, you know, I'm successful,
yes, yes.
you know, I purchased my own house,
yes.
my own car,
yes.
you know, I'm Just doing it, you mm-hmm. know, from, I thought, success, but he always would feel like, I want you to have somebody. And I used to tease him and say, well, Daddy, until I find somebody like you,
I will be single forever. Well, I feel blessed because I did find a man very similar to my dad in a lot of ways. Yes. I think that was my biggest surprise. I used to say my dad always showed so much love for my mom to the point where, a funny story, when my parents, I would get on my dad and say, "Daddy," my mom and I were in the kitchen, he would turn his head, you know, and he would look at us. And the TV is here, but he would turn his head to look at us. And I would say, "Dad, why are you turning, you know, why are you in our business, in a sense? Like, Daddy, we're, you know, I'm with mom, right, you know." Right. He would say, "Well, that's what my neck is for," you know, to turn. And he loved my mom so much. So I do feel grateful that I found someone that shows me. Even my mom teases me. She was like, "Oh, my God, I didn't think that was possible. But Todd is your daddy," you know, in that sense, you know. And he is my daddy.
Stop it. This is a daytime show.
This is a G-rated show.
This is a daytime show. But no, seriously, it is a wonderful blessing. Absolutely. And I definitely congratulations for, you know, because it's hard.
It's definitely hard.
Love is not enough. No. You know, you've got to figure out, that's my biggest surprise, you've got to figure out ways to communicate.
Yes. Right.
That makes sense for both of you.
Yes.
You come from two different places and how to come together in a sense where for women, so we don't lose ourselves.
That's right.
That's important.
Yeah.
So I want to take a little bit of shift because I want to talk about Mama's Brown Girls.
Yay.
I want to know first, why did you find the need to, one, do a coloring book for young girls? Mm-hmm. I know you both have young children.
Yes.
But more importantly, why Mama's Brown Girls?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So my sister and I, you know, as Kimberly mentioned, we each have little girls. My niece is 8 years old, and my daughter Brooke is 5 years old. And when you have Madison and Brooke together in a car, they have conversations just like we are conversating right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And it's the most adorable thing because they talk about things that are important to them, even if it's just their favorite color. So just from having the privilege of being a part of their lives, you know, Mama's Brown Girl was really birth. My sister and I, we partnered together in a lot of our side ventures, and so one of them was to write a children's book.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And basically... the premise of the Mama's Brown Girl is just to kind of reinforce self-esteem and things like that. You know, my sister and I, even growing up, some of the things that the girls talk about now, it's like, your skin is, what do you mean? Just because your skin is this color and it's like this stuff
or
is
your
still.
Or your hair is different.
Yeah, this stuff is still happening and they're still talking about it. So it was just like. We gotta get it out there.
Yeah. So we want them to appreciate the color of their skin, appreciate the texture of your hair. Your hair doesn't have to be a certain length or a certain texture. Your skin is perfect.
Oh.
Brooke jumped out this morning and she said to me, "Oh, Mommy, brown girls rock." I said, "You got it.
That's it, Brooke.
Yep. And so they're getting it, you know. And this is what we want to raise, independent thinkers and confident women. And it starts, she's five, and I can have a conversation with her just like I'm talking to you.
And that,
that's what we're doing.
I love that. I love it because, as you both know, I have a skincare company called Good Beauty. And the reason I started Good Beauty is because I felt like the big, giant industry beauty corporations, they were not paying attention to us, black girls. Let me be real clear, black girls.
That's right.
And for me, it was important. You know, I always say my mission is to improve the lives of black women and our skin. So the first thing is reflecting back the same images that mean beauty, no matter what skin tone, what hair texture, we are beautiful.
Yes.
And we need to see more of that.
Yes,
you
we
know,
do.
That is really something that is very deep. Deep in my heart. Recently, and I'll be airing it soon, I did I had a dinner called the Reimagine Beauty Dinner, and I had a few girlfriends over, and we talked about this idea that exists in our community, and it's, I will say it's a painful secret, however, it's not that secret of colorism, and how we still struggle about skin color, and I would love to hear from you, your perspective that either have you felt that, I mean, I'm sure, you know, because we all have stories as children. I have, you know, I could pull out my whole list, but How about now? Do you still feel that today, that really you feel it in your heart, that that still exists or you've experienced it recently?
Gosh. I've definitely experienced it. I've experienced it to the point where I've never forgotten it. I can remember being in third grade, and Carl, if you're listening to this live.
Carl?
Yes.
We're going to get you, Carl.
He would tell me that I was so black. You're so black. You're so, you know, the UGLY word. Mm. And he would tell me that every single day.
Oh,
and
wow.
I internalized that, you know. Yeah. I didn't have messages like Mama's Brown Girls to reinforce to me that I was not these things, right?
Yep.
So, yes, and those experiences, when you experience them at a young age, they can be very traumatic and lasting. But, you know, I definitely don't feel that way now. Right. I don't know that as an adult that I've experienced any colorism. I know that it's something that exists in the African American culture, but mm-hmm. I don't know that as an adult,
I've had
any experiences with it. But
childhood, definitely. Yeah. I know. Even like outside of the color of my skin, like even like my lips, or you know, oh, your lips are so big and things like that. But now it's like. You know,
now people are paying to get their lips.
Yes, like
and you know, truly. And now I think that I want to turn around this whole idea that when other people do it, it's beautiful.
But yes, but when
we are the original beauty,
original.
Our skin has always been of a darker hue. Mm-hmm. Our lips have always been of a fuller. You know, fuller lips, and our hips have always been when you dip, curves, you dip, you dip, you dip. Okay. So I just want us to embrace it. So that's great. Yes. I have to take another break, but I love this, and we're going to get into some more. I need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you, ladies.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. How they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Kimberly Harrison Hicks.
Hi.
Good women win, and we sure do.
We do.
Good women definitely win. And the next thing I need to talk about, what is the greatest lesson that your mom mm-hmm. ever taught you? Mm-hmm. And then also, I'd like to know, what lesson do you want to pass on to your daughters?
Wow. Yeah. That's a great question.
You know what? Let me just start. I can give you a moment. Because I prepare these questions, so
yes.
I'm a little ahead of the game. But I think the greatest lesson that my mom ever taught me was the ability to have the confidence in all situations. I will tell you the funniest story. When I was in middle school, I was a part of this little dance group. It was about three or four girls, and we were doing this routine, practicing. And I'm not saying, I still don't have the best rhythm. I mean, coordinated rhythm. I can dance now. Yeah. Don't let me, you know, I can dance, but it's more expression. I mean, you know, it's just what I feel. So I was in this little dance group, and the mom, and I won't mention names because they're from Piscataway, and I don't want anybody to come looking for me now, but they kicked me out of the group.
Oh, no.
A couple days before the talent contest.
Oh, my God.
At Quibbletown Middle School, they kicked me out. Yes. Boop, you can't do it. We don't want you. And I went home, and I was so upset. Terrible. And I don't even know if I know my mom remembers this, but I was like, Mommy, they kicked me out.
Oh,
and so she was like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm just going to watch from the stands. And she was like, no, you should dance. You should do something on your own. And I actually did a Michael Jackson routine. If anybody's from Piscataway remembers this, because it is in my head. I went to this little dance contest. My mom made me a little Michael Jackson outfit, and I won. So what she taught me, I mean, I was at my lowest point, my lowest point. And I felt like I got rejected. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone elevated me.
Yes.
And first it was my mom, but then also my peers. And, you know, of course, and, you know, we are all believers in God. So I know that was nothing but God.
Yes.
And for me, my daughter is 13. And she's at that age where she's looking for peer validation.
Mm.
And I love that you said earlier, Keisha, that it's not about it's that independent thinking.
Yes.
And right now, that is what I want to encourage her to do more than anything. I mean, grades are great, you know, but it is about that spirit and that confidence of being able to achieve something when you don't think you can.
Yeah.
Go for it, you know. And that's a lesson that I feel like I have to still tell myself also, not only to her, but, you know, tell myself that as well as make sure that I live by example for her.
Yes, yeah. And the reality is for our girls is that growing up, there are some things that they're going to have to do alone. We've all been there, right? To get to where we are, it took standing alone and it took that independent thinking.
Yes.
My daughter is not the only child, but she is, you know, for all intents and purposes, by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell Brooke all the time, there's some things that you're just going to have to do by yourself. And you're going to have to be okay doing it by yourself. And I want her to grasp that reality now. There's not going to always be this entourage. You're going to have to go ahead, and everybody will follow. I tell her she's a leader. You're the leader. You got to do it. Right. So
absolutely.
But
and I also
if you want to add anything. To
that. Just the biggest lesson from my mom is I can remember when I graduated college. Right, I had graduated college. And I went for my interview. I didn't get the job. And I'm just like, oh, I don't get the job. I don't got this job, Mom. I don't know. I just, you know. The next day, she came in with the Star Ledger and was like, circle, circle, circle. Send your resume out to this one. Get up. Get back out there.
Love it.
Figure, you know.
Yeah.
You know, no. You're not defeated.
Absolutely.
Get up and do it. You know, keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's just. And I just was like, oh, okay. She was not trying to hear it. She was like, what? Nope, get up. No crying, no whimpering. You're going to find it. So it was a very important lesson. And also to Madison, I think the greatest lesson that I want to pass on to her is the fact that, you know, it's going to be hard for her once she gets out into wanting to become a professional. And I just want her to keep going, to keep hitting it. Keep hitting the pavement, and it'll help grow for you.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Because I find that even, you know, in our own lives, but especially with children, and especially with girls, moreover, I have the privilege of raising a daughter, so I don't know the sons, but what are those messages that, how do you give that to her, and how do you give that to Brookie, and to make sure they get it, and not just hear your words, but are there things that you do to help them?
Right. Yeah.
I learned from a girlfriend of mine. She has daughter who magnet school in high school. Monet's gone off to college. And one of the things that she said was that she would allow her daughter to be around all different kinds of women.
Okay.
Because she knew that mm-hmm. she didn't have everything that Monet needed.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister and I were even talking about taking the girls to our college
for
homecoming. Yes. We were like, we're going to homecoming. So it's that exposure.
Okay.
Brookie might glean something from you, Kimberly. She gleaned something from Mika. So the main message may come from me, but surround them with more than just you, because we never hear our mom's voice, you know, until later on.
Right. Yeah.
But she may hear auntie's voice or her other auntie's voice.
Got it.
We're all bringing a positive message, so it's a village, right? So let's raise these girls. We've got what it takes, so let's do it together.
Yeah.
So exposure to a variety of things.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said a variety of people, because... I think that's important, and diversity for us, we think of it in a working environment, but I do love that it could be diverse in thinking, but mm-hmm. also in people and exposure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard, but it's necessary. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm going to shift a little bit. Okay. Want to go back to the Mama's Brown Girls, because I think there may be women that are watching or listening or may tune into this show at a later date, and they may say, well, I'm an aspiring author. I have a vision for something that could go out to the world. How do you even start?
So for us, we got the concept from listening to the girls. We had said to them, you guys, you're getting so tall. Your legs are like chocolate sticks, I think we said.
Oh.
And, they were like 5 and 3 maybe. So everything was literal. If you say they're a chocolate stick, they're like, I'm not a chocolate stick. I'm a human being. So it was this. So we just went from there. We worked on the script together.
Yep.
We did some research on children's books.
Yes.
And we knew that to target children, you want to be repetitive. So the repetitiveness in the book is on purpose.
Okay.
It's not for, lack of creativity, but it's this notion of repeating the same positive message over and over again. And also good for readership. So we started with the script, and then you want to tell them about
We started with the script, and we reached out to the illustrator.
Okay.
And like my sister said, we kind of researched a lot of children's books, and it's color, what attracts them.
Mm-hmm.
So when we actually linked up with Jay and we provided him with our vision, he was just like, he was on it, like illustrating the girls, the hand movements, and just all the emotions in the books. Mm-hmm. He just hit it, and it was just, it's colorful, and it's just great.
Yep.
It is absolutely beautiful. I will say, and I noticed one of the little girls has on, I believe that's Brookie. She has on, show the book. Give it to me, too.
Soft and hard.
Can everybody see this book? Mama's Brown Girl, and she's in the pink and green. So, full disclosure,
yes. Right.
Lakeisha and I belong to the first.
Yes, the finest.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We will not ski-wee loud. We don't want to.
I did it inside.
Oh, yeah, she did a little inside ski-wee, and we both are active in our local chapter here in New Jersey.
That's
And we have a chapter meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
So
that's right.
So really excited because shout out to all the sorors, and it's just amazing. And so I love that because where we get our, I love that you said, exposure, and where we get our confidence are through other women really helping us and building us up.
Yeah. Yes.
So first, if I have someone that wants to get the book, how do they go about getting it?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, log on,
order.
It's through Prime, and you'll have it tomorrow.
Okay.
Hard copy, soft copies available.
Yep. Hard copy, $14.99.
Get it in. This is the reason we're here, because I do think that people want... The whole reason we do this is so that we can uplift one another.
Yeah.
And I love, and I will tell you, just as, when I reached out to you ladies, I was like, okay, thinking, I knew the next show needed to be about, I'm every woman.
Oh, we love that theme,
we
by the
really
way.
We really are. I'm every woman. The Shaka Khan version. Remember that. Because, and I wanted to get women that, of course, that I had a close relationship mm-hmm. with that really could talk through. But I will say, before I got married, Keisha, you know, you were so helpful to me in that. And I will say, because we had a few conversations, and I will say the one thing that really touched my heart that you mentioned, and I will say this is very honest, was that no matter what goes on in our households with our husbands, I joke around about Todd all the time, but seriously, like, our relationship is sacred.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're not going to ever find, you mentioned that you just were not going to be around a table mm-hmm. bashing your husband.
No, absolutely.
And regardless if he got on your nerves,
right.
because
not.
I will say we all get on each other's nerves.
Yes.
I know I get on Todd's nerves today. Mm-hmm. In fact, he told me that I did not put the toothpaste cap on the toothpaste.
Oh,
but I know that's not true. That almost became full blown. Let me get you. But he, but again, like those little things,
yes.
get on your nose. But he's going to kill me.
Yes.
But I know that's not true because I know that
no.
I did it because I know that aggravates him. So I know that I make sure because he likes, full disclosure, he likes to keep the toothpaste in the shower where he likes to brush his teeth.
I've done that before.
Which,
yeah.
not so much. I think that's probably my biggest pet peeve, that pet. That so we have two separate toothpastes now, so I'll tell him, I'm like, the other day I just ran out, so I had to, but anywho, so, and I like organic toothpaste as well. I use Tom's and all the different organic ones, but I had to borrow his, but he was really upset. But the thing that you taught me was to have those moments and not, get around girlfriends or other people and bash your husband.
Yeah.
And how do you still feel about that, Key?
I will take that to the grave. I feel very strongly about that. I absolutely love my husband, and we're both less than perfect.
But I
made a commitment, and I made a vow. Mm-hmm. And whether we want to admit it or not, people are watching.
Okay.
And it's not to make anything seem perfect, because there are challenges.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we don't disagree. Sometimes we don't even talk. But people are looking. This is the reality of marriage. It's something that people can have, and it can be a positive thing.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to say is that I have an amazing sister. I also have two amazing sister-in-laws. So when there are times where I do need to divulge, I have a safe zone where I can go. Sometimes it gets a little rough, but it will not. I promise him. I would never do that to him, ever.
I love that.
No.
Tamika, are there things that you can give, because I feel like we're still, Todd and I are still newlyweds.
That's okay. It's still marriage.
I feel like we're still at the honeymoon stage. We still text each other, hey, boo, I miss you. And I hope 8 years in, 20 years in, that I'm still showing my man love,
like,
because he definitely deserves it.
Yes,
he definitely deserves it.
Yep.
But are there things that you can say that how you make sure you continue to uplift your husband, and things that you do that, or advice that you would give to women that are married about how to keep that space sacred?
Yeah, I think, I try to always give my husband, props. And mm-hmm. when he – I know earlier I was like, I don't give him a pass. But when he does when he does kind of, go that extra mile, or, I get home and dinner is cooked and mm-hmm. Madison's homework is done, I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go. I'll make the play. I'll do the dishes, So I try to, give him as much props as possible. Mm-hmm. And, I definitely don't do the bashing or anything like that, because I feel like men are extra sensitive. And
they are.
Things like that. So you want to try to be their little backbone.
I
love it.
They have a tough time out here.
They do. We have to take another quick break. But when I get back, my question is going to be, of course, I own the skincare company, and I always like to ask my my girlfriends, when was the first time you felt beautiful? So hold that thought.
Ooh.
Get some time to think about it. The first time that you just knew I'm a bad chick. I'm beautiful. and I got this. So we're going to take a quick pause for the cause.
Okay.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Hairston Hicks, and welcome back to Good Women Win. And again, my guests today are Lakeisha Sykes-Bell and her sister, Tamika Lewis. These ladies are moms, they're wives, they're authors. And before we took a break, I put out there the question of, when was the first time that you felt beautiful?
So that is an amazing question. And I guess my honesty should precede my answer. I just remember when I was younger, I would add up the value of my clothing that I had on. Like if I had on a watch that was $15 or shoes that were, I would be like $15.30, and I would be like, okay, yeah, today is going to be a good day.
But, really?
Yes, I did that when
oh
I was little.
Gosh.
But the the first time that I had my own self-confidence and my own beauty was somewhere around 25, 27.
Okay.
It was late in life. And I can remember, actually, it's interesting because it was another woman who, I don't want to say added to the validation, but might have helped bring the awareness about. Mm-hmm. But she said to me, you always look so nice.
Oh.
Something as simple
yeah.
as that.
Yeah.
And I think just from one little compliment, and I know this probably sounds really crazy, but it's the truth. It was just, I don't know, an internal processing from there where I became enough.
Wow.
I became enough. And mm-hmm. and from there, it just, it grew.
I
it
love
grew.
That.
Yeah.
So, another woman
yeah.
telling
another
you.
Woman.
So just, you know, quick before you start, Tamika, mm-hmm. ladies, make
we've
sure we're encouraging
yes.
one
yes.
another.
Absolutely.
Because you just never know what your words can, how it could speak something into existence to help another sister.
Yes.
So I will say that,
yeah,
but please.
I want to say that I think it happened for me like later in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just to a point, I don't know what age, but you know, maybe once I got in like my 30s, like I just started accepting what I have. Like, you know what? I got these hips. I got this nose. I got these. It is what it is. And this is what I have. And this is what God has given me. And it's, you know, and I accepted it, and then I start working with it, because when you know what it is, you're like, okay, maybe I'll put this little lip gloss.
Yes,
this
that's what it is. Love it.
You get with it. Yeah,
I love it.
It works, and you start to work it, and it all, the nose and the ear and the mouth, it all goes together.
Yes,
and it works. You know, it works. You take what you've got. Big, small, and different, we're all beautiful. It works.
Absolutely.
It works.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And I will tell you, you're not unusual. Mm-hmm. A lot of women that I've spoken to and interviewed, and I don't know if it's just black women. Mm-hmm. I really don't, because I really only have spoken to black women or women of color. Mm-hmm. So maybe I need to branch out to see if there's any the differences in that. Mm-hmm. But most of us feel like it happens at an older age.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
We need to give it to each other much earlier in life. Much earlier in life. So we're getting ready to wrap up our show, but I have a couple more questions.
That was so much fun.
You know what, ladies? I will tell you, last week was my first show, and I was on my own. It was not as easy. Mm-hmm. This was fantastic. So if you want to be a guest on this show, DM me, text me. Put a shout out on Facebook Live. I would appreciate it, because it's a wonderful thing. Do you have anything coming up? I want to know what you guys have coming up with Mama's Brown Girls.
Yes.
Tell us.
With Mama's Brown Girls, we do have a coloring book coming out. Mm-hmm. Also, we are also working on a new book called No More Meetings for Mommy.
Yes.
So a lot of times, just overall,
I know how that had come about. No more meetings for mommy.
Because my sister and I, we work from home a lot, and when the girls are there, so it's gonna be a real cute book.
Oh, I love it.
Really cute.
That is great.
Yes. And I just wanted to tell the up and coming authors, for any book, we actually took the self publishing route. So check out Ingram Spark. I know there are other spaces like Create Space that can assist you with the development and the distribution of your book. So take a look at those sites.
Love it. Before we wrap up our show, I want to say thank you again to you ladies.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you so much.
I truly appreciate you, you both. I really do, for taking the time.
This is awesome.
Because, you know, it's quite a hike. You know, this show is actually done in Flemington. But believe me, if you come, it'll be worth it. I really would appreciate it. But as promised, every week I like to highlight a good woman that's winning.
Yay.
And this week is going to be focused on Allie Stroker. Have you guys heard of Allie Stroker? She was the woman that won the Tony. She's the first woman to win a Tony. She was actually that's wheelchair bound.
Okay.
And her speech was so amazing. And believe me, what she was telling all children that may have a disability to never give up. If you get a chance, again, her name is Allie Stroker. She makes history to become the first, actually not just woman, the first person that was in a wheelchair that won a Tony. And I was like, wow, you know, that's amazing that she had the courage. So I will say to everyone out there listening or watching, if there's something that you want to do and you're either afraid to do it or you feel like the chips are not stacked in your favor, I want to say, think of Allie Stroker. Read the story, because this young girl was in a wheelchair, but she's actually in front of the world singing and performing on Broadway at the highest level, and she won a Tony. So I'm just really impressed by her, inspired by her. I love that she was able to have that spirit of winning and just doing it and not giving up. So that is a blessing, and I love her for that. Again, her name is Allie Stroker. Next week's show... I will actually be on location next week. I'm going to Charlotte for the Black Enterprise Entrepreneur Summit called Forward. Okay. And so I will do this show. I will do a Facebook Live posting, but I'm unable to actually do the actual radio show. Mm-hmm. But I will do a posting. But the following week, that Friday, 6/28, will be about getting your summer body and fitness. And I'm going to have one of the owners, her name is Pam McNeil, and her mm-hmm. husband, Randy, they own CKO in Flemington.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah, and they happen to be my neighbors, and we love them. And they have this awesome fitness company called CKO. Mm-hmm. It's a kickboxing that'll kick your butt, but it'll get you that summer body. But they're going to come in and not just talk about, you know, working out, because there's more to wellness and health and fitness than mm-hmm. just going to hit the gym. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have a couple of people come in. So tune in for that. So, of course, next Friday I'll be on location. So I'll do a little Facebook Live because I'm going to be amongst some incredible entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And then the following week will be about getting your summer fitness. And it's not too late to get that summer body. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Good Women Win. Our show today was all about On Every Woman. If you have any questions, definitely please send me a note. And, you know, I will leave you with three things for all women that I've learned today from these ladies. And then I just feel like we should incorporate that we all can be every woman and we all can have it all.
Yes, absolutely.
But don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes.
Use your sisters to help you. Also be able to say no. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It is definitely okay. And be able to make yourself a priority.
Yes.
Because when mama's good,
everybody
else is good. Yeah. Truly, truly. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for watching. Mm-hmm. This is the end of the show. Again, this is Good Women Winning. I love you ladies. Thank you. Smooches, smooches. Thank you.
Bye everyone. Your response, oh my gosh, you were amazing. This was so good. Everybody's like, good job, that was good. Yeah, going.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. military is revealing video evidence to support the claim that Iran was behind the attack of two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stravitis tells Fox News what he sees confirms claim that make him very nervous about the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz many, many times. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
President Trump is standing by his comments regarding a hypothetical question that was posed to the president regarding accepting dirt on political opponents from a foreign source. The president tells Fox News he would have to know what the dirt was before he could report it to the proper authorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.